You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Adam, and today's topic is things on our tables.
All right, what have you guys got on your tables?
Oh, I meant in a broader perspective. Just anything that goes on a table.
Moldy cookie.
So, quick question. Do
painkillers?
Yes. No, actually, you know what?
Receipts.
This is interesting. Receipts for what?
One for the hardware store that I work at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which shall go unnamed.
I don't want to get in trouble. One for a pet store. For a pet stock where I bought two types.
You've got stocks in pet?
That's always going up.
Two types of D-flea cream for cats and one basic pink circle tag.
Why two types?
Yeah. Well, one cat's over 4 kilos, one cat's under 4 kilos.
You have different types of creams for weightages?
Yeah.
What?
So this is D-flea, and this is the packet of the D-fleaing stuff.
Oh, what happens if you have some? Will you be all right?
No, you don't eat it. No fleas. First things first.
Okay.
Can I? All
right. If I have fleas, I think I just use a shampoo.
Yeah.
This is like a, it's like a lotion that you put on like their skin, so it's like a month worth of no fleas.
Mm. You said 4 kilos. So is it one of them is like 4 kilos and under, the other one is four kilos and over, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean that the 4 kilos and over one would work on us?
Yeah, because we're over 4 kilos.
Yeah,
So that's all fine.
But here's the trick, though. I don't have as much hair, so I want to use the under 4 kilos one because I've got less hair. So I've got less kilo of hair. You know what
I mean? That's true.
The reason that they say by weight is actually how big the cat is.
If you
only are doing your head hair, which I'm assuming is the only place. Yeah, like
unless you have crabs.
I didn't want to say it, but there he is, Jackson Bailey, bringing it to the front.
Yay!
If you get rid of all of your genital hair, crabs can't live, right?
No.
They need hair?
Yeah, they need hair.
So
that's actually why there's been a decline in crabs over the 2000s, because more people were shaving.
There you go.
How about that?
I wonder if there's been an uptick in it during the pandemic. Because less people are going out, so having hairier penises.
But less people are going to have sex with other people.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, but that people taking less care of themselves coincides with fewer people like getting out there.
Yeah, that's what Zoe was saying. Yeah.
I was lost in. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
To use your explanation.
Sorry?
Are you too excited to tell us your explanation?
No, I couldn't stop thinking about what I wanted to say. So
let me tell you what's on my desk, okay?
Sure.
I have a half-eaten packet of Biscoff cookies. Biscuits.
Yum.
To have with a cup of tea at night. I have a set of D10s. Chessex brand. I have a coffee cup from this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I have a teacup. And this is one of my tragedy mugs, which I own. I don't know if I've ever talked about my tragedy mugs on air. I have a meager collection of mugs that have resulted from people's breakups. And I love them with my whole heart. So if somebody was in a breakup and they, as part of that, they get a mug from the partner that left them, they give it to me so I can absorb the bad energies and grow more powerful. I have a second tragedy mug. This one clearly is handmade and has the person's name on it. So not only, I think, is this a breakup mug, I'm fairly sure this came from... It's like a childhood mug, too, which makes it more powerful. Makes me more powerful in turn. And then I have an old packet of Oreos. And these Oreos are red velvet flavored with cream cheese filling, which tastes disgusting, but I love. And finally, and this thing is very funny. So I wanted a mouse pad because when I stream, twitch.tv/JacksonBailey, hey, follow me.
Oh, good plug.
People complained.
Where'd you go?
People complained. For reference,
Jackson just fell out of frame.
I had to fix something. People complained that they could hear the sound of my mouse clacking against my desk. And so I was like, I'll get a mouse pad. But I didn't look at the size of the mouse pad. So this is what I have.
Does it have electric edges?
Yeah, it's got LED lights. And this is the mouse for comparison. I have too much so mouse pad.
It's so big.
It's so big.
Absolutely insane.
It's bigger than my head.
And it takes an A3 sheet of paper.
Takes up
Why
so much of my
desk.
Why did
you get an LED mouse pad?
This is funny. I don't know. made me laugh when I saw it. I was like, hey, gamer mouse pad. Done. I'm a gamer.
And it works as a night light.
Yeah, and I like to play with it and shine it in my eyes.
He said, staring slightly off screen where presumably the mouse pad was.
Yeah. I like to get the after images. It's fun for me. You're telling me you don't enjoy getting the after images on your eye?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Precisely what I'm saying.
It's like a Darwin Award level bullshit, Jack. Adam, what's on your desk?
Yeah.
All right. Three elastic bands that I play with. One elastic band that I play with. Several hair ties, which I also play with.
Okay.
This little thing. All right, so here's something that's been sitting on my desk.
Looks like
for
a crank.
Hold it up to the camera.
This is something.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, it's some wire.
So, please. Wire. So this is
the wire. The wire. Idris!
This is two. Yeah, like little wire things. I actually forget where they come from. You know the sort of things.
Sandwich bag wires.
Yeah.
Sorry?
The sandwich bag wires.
Yeah, so I think where they're from. I forget exactly where they're from. But sandwich bag is not incorrect. But I think these are from, you know when you buy something that is like set in plastic and it's got the little wires that tie it to the plastic? I think these, from memory, this might be two of those wires which I have. I created, watch this shit, hang on, watch, whoa, it's
what?
Two separate,
oh
they were just
God.
Weaved together.
Attitude and magic in front of us. It's
I have crazy. Turned them into little nooses or bolo ties, however you wish to view that, and then I have threaded them together, also something I like to play with. I do a lot of fiddling here. I've got a lot of D&D shit. Jackson got just one set of dice. I got some fucking Mondo dice here.
Yeah.
In addition to that, I've got a fucking pipe.
Of course you do. How has it all been so on brand?
For all that pipe smoking I do? Oh, I'm not like a... not a drugs pipe. I'm not cool.
A tobacco pipe.
It's a tobacco pipe.
One that you don't smoke.
Yeah, that I don't actually smoke. I have.
It's an aesthetic pipe.
Yeah.
It's for aesthetics, yeah.
Well, it makes sense because Zoe's got like cat lady energy, so she's got a lot of cat medicine. Adam's got like 50s dad energy, so he's
and
got
Jackson,
a pipe.
You're a trash man.
I'm like a psychic vampire, so I have the remnants of relationships past to sup upon as I watch videos on YouTube.
I like to think my energy is complete with one of a many chapsticks that I keep around the house. So I have chapstick stations. Because I lose them eternally.
Yes.
So I have one chapstick.
That's fabulous.
One of the chapstick stations is here, my office desk.
Sure.
There's one perpetually just sits here. Then I have another one at my bedside table. That is second chapstick station. Should I be in bed and need chapstick, which happens often.
Yeah.
Third chapstick station is in the center console of my car.
Of course.
If I am ever driving and need chapstick, I have it there. Fourth chapstick station is I have a little go bag thing with toiletry stuff in it.
Yeah.
Should I ever need a chapstick on the go, traveling around, I have a mobile chapstick station.
That's so much chapstick.
Next chapstick station.
Oh my God.
Bathroom. There is a chapstick that lives in the bathroom that I have should I need to chapstick up after I've brushed my teeth, because the brushing teeth action often gets rid of my chapstick, which it's probably already on my lips when I get to the bathroom.
You also
Next
have a
chapstick
surprise.
Station.
Oh, Jill, let me talk.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was gonna say that you also have a surprise chapstick station at work. In the lost and found bin.
Has been
there
reclaimed.
There are several chapsticks.
Has been reclaimed. But beautiful. I had considered, I do need to, unfortunately, I haven't had an opportunity, but I must construct a chapstick location at the office.
It's very important.
Yeah, guess how much course. Chapstick I have in my life.
Oh, I wasn't done, but please.
Oh, okay, no, please, carry on, please. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I have zero chapstick. I hate chapstick.
Yeah, that's not chocolate.
I like the way it feels. Yeah.
I think I have
banana bread.
Yeah, I have two chapsticks. One is, they're both berry flavored. One's currently under my bed because my cat knocked it and I can't reach it, so it lives there now. And then the only other reason I don't own a fancy chapstick. Like, Adam's one is for, like, moisturizing your lips. Mine is purely for if I have a full face of makeup on, but I don't want to put on lipstick.
clever.
And I'll just be like, chapstick, that counts.
Yeah, mine are all moisturizing and SPF at least 15. I don't think I could actually get higher on chapsticks. Not easily.
You know,
if
you just brush your lips with your toothbrush in the morning, it gets rid of all the dead skin.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what is the function of these chapsticks? Is it like a, do you get chapped lips? Do you get, like, what is the...
Oh, do I get chapped lips? Jackson
Not anymore.
Bailey.
The amount of chapstick you're using, hopefully not.
If my lips ever go unprotected, it's like, have either of you ever watched The Chronicles of Riddick?
The movie. Yes.
No.
So this is a scene with Vinny D.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, now I've got Zoe's interest. Well, you should watch this movie. Because if you like Vinny D.
I do.
A pure Vinny D vehicle. Anyway, it's a space movie. Whatever. It's not important. Beautiful. Sci-fi, yada, yada, yada. But they're on like a planet that is so close to the sun that if you step out onto the surface, you are like destroyed. And there's a scene where
that's a dumb planet to live on.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there, but that's...
Yeah,
that's,
I think they
that's
live...
That's none of my business.
Well, see, here's the trick. It's a prison... Look, it's not important.
Oh, it's a prison.
It's a prison planet, so they're underground, and the idea is...
Yeah, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. And now they can't escape. It's kind of like an Alcatraz in space.
Space-catraz. Yeah, good.
I think when they first arrive, Vin Diesel has... I think he literally has a line where he's like, this planet, it's like space Alcatraz.
That's you so know, good that we also, both Vin and I thought of those lines.
I think it's awesome that this far in the future we're still talking about Alcatraz. That's what I like to know. Alcatraz's legacy lives on.
Off topic. Sorry, Adam. I'm just while we're here. Can you guys, this is just a thought process I had the other day. I can name several American prisons. Can you guys name any Australian ones?
Wentworth.
Currently operating.
Pentridge? Yeah, we got one. Pentridge,
but
No, that's
operating.
Fine. That's all I needed because I was like, Alcatraz, Angola, da-da-da. And I was like listing them and I was like, that's stupid that my brain has kept this information.
Yeah.
That's the prison industrial complex, baby.
Yeah.
The reason you remember it is because while it's not great here in Australia, it's a lot worse in the US.
Yeah,
it is
for sure. They're talking about it more over there, for sure.
Yeah. And I am watching like 80 million episodes of Lock Up, so.
Yeah.
It's on your brain, yeah. In many ways, it's not that shocking, really.
No. I love MSNBC's Lock Up. It's a good show.
Hell yeah.
It's hard to find in Australia, but I froth it.
Well, what were you saying about Riddick,
yes.
Adam?
Yeah, Adam, what?
Who can remember? All right, so...
Chapstick.
Yeah. Sorry?
Chapstick.
There's just a scene where a character walks out onto the surface and they're slowly, like, destroyed by the sun, and you see it burn away their skin and then their bones, and they fall
down.
Same
for your lips, you're saying.
Yeah. No, sorry. No, I just wanted to remind people of that.
That is a great scene. Yeah, it's good. I get it.
Anyway, did you growing up have a rule that you couldn't put shoes on a table?
What? Yeah, I still have that rule.
Do you still obey that rule?
Well, no, like as in I'll still get in trouble for my partner if I put my shoes on the table.
Wait, are the shoes on your feet or are the shoes off?
Off.
Yeah.
That's why
I'm confused. Why can't you put shoes on a table?
That's what I always thought. My parents used to get so upset every time I did it. I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, whatever.
I put shoes everywhere.
I think people think that that the world is cleaner than it is. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, you can't have your shoes on the table because, the table's so clean and you're dirtying it. Or like, oh, the kitchen counter, like you can't leave this here because it'll make it dirty. The kitchen counter is already the filthiest place in your house.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. The washcloth that you use to wash your shit is so full of bacteria. You can't escape it. So eat off a shoe. Who cares? You know? Yeah.
That's why Australia's invented shoes. Because we don't care.
It's so safe to drink from a shoe.
Yeah.
A shoey is a drink from a shoe.
What's weird about the shoey is that I think also there's this idea, I don't know where it's from, but that it's quite romantic to drink out of a lady's slipper. That it's like an act of love.
Is that a thing?
Let me look this up.
As demonstrated where, Jackson?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm finding out. Let me find out.
Jackson just might have made up a fact, which I mean, he could have done at any point, but this one we called him on.
Yeah.
Okay, so drinking from shoes. It's a Wikipedia page, which is good.
From Feetopedia?
No, it's Wikipedia? From good old-fashioned Wikipedia. Drinking from a shoe has historically been performed as both a bringer of good fortune, a hazing punishment, or a party piece. Okay, so maybe there's no romantic connotations to drinking from a shoe. Most of this Wikipedia page is dedicated to the shoey. Wait, hang on. In the 20th century, the act of drinking champagne from a lady's slipper became a shorthand for decadence and sophistication. The practice is thought to have originated in 1902 at the Everly Club, a high-class brothel in Chicago. When a dancer's slipper fell to the floor, a member of Prince Henry of Prussia's entourage picked it up and used it to drink champagne.
Well, there's not a lot of romance to that.
No, I don't know where I got the romance connotation.
Yeah,
really...
you mean horny? Did you mean horny?
Yeah, I might have meant horny.
It's a very specific type of person who goes to a brothel and is like, ah, romance.
I just really like that the implication seems to be that at that brothel, like somebody's shoe falls off and some pervert is like, I gotta drink champagne out of that. I will come big time. And they do. And then people are like,
comes.
That's fucked up. And then the King of Prussia or whatever is like, no. It's a fancy thing to do.
Hey,
he's not a
we
pervert.
Don't talk often enough about fetishes through history. Imagine having an inflation fetish in 1862. That would suck.
This wouldn't exist. Some fetishes just wouldn't exist yet.
I don't know. I think that's still people
like,
getting off.
I don't think furries would exist yet. I think it would just be bestiality at that point.
I think there's probably people out there that were thinking, fuck, it would be sick if I was a wolf. And then other people, it's just that they couldn't talk to anyone about it. That's the difference.
Well, that's how we got the werewolf myth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Someone was like, it'd be sick if I was a wolf and could kill chickens. I do massive cums. And
my heart bleeds for the person in 1863 watching their first ever balloon flight, seeing the balloon slowly inflating with hot air, thinking to themselves, fuck, I wish I could do that to a woman. And then not being able to log onto the internet and find that.
Not being able to go to www.deviantart.com/Amy from Sonic but huge or whatever. And getting off to it. But I think
imagine old cowboys sitting around the fire being like, fuck, I wish I knew what I looked like if I was in the Sonic verse.
Yeah. What's my Sonic? Hey, Billy the Kid, could you draw my Sonic OC? His name is Chaotix.
Here's something that's interesting. Do you think there are fetishes that we no longer like have gone away?
Yeah, kind of, absolutely.
Because it's not a common thing in our lives.
Imagine, you know, like, I don't know, lead poisoning. Or like, maybe the feeling that comes with wearing a face full of lead makeup. Some people were like, this is my shit. But we don't do it anymore. So they're not getting off anymore, you know?
That's true, you know? And like, pharaohs, like maybe the idea of being... Well, I mean, mummification is still a thing, but like, it would probably like a little bit more...
Yeah.
And like, what about extinct animals? So like the European...
I was going to say, if you're only horny for Tasmanian tigers...
Yeah, exactly. Can't do it anymore. And even going back further... What if you've got a mammoth kink? You're like, the furry elephant
cavemen! Cavemen fetishes!
Yeah, but like, it would be a thing. Yeah, of course. Who knows how many cave paintings in France are actually just somebody's pornos? We don't know. And that's kind of the beauty of pornos, that anything can be pornos. You know what I mean?
Anything can be pornos, Jackson.
I think that's
true.
That fills me with a lot of joy to think that anybody can get off to anything. I think that's awesome. You know what I mean?
The world's beautiful. Also like that, gross.
Yeah, also horrendous. Like, you know that guy whose whole thing is wealthy white women buying Wonder Bread?
No.
There's a guy who's well known. I remember seeing it was like a text post or something. But there's a guy who's well known in the fetish art community. Because he pays exorbitant amounts of money for pictures of wealthy white women buying Wonder Bread and talking about how much they're destroying the environment. Again and again and again and again. That's all he asks for.
Are these different, like, does he, are people drawing, like, vaguely similar white women? Or is
they're often characters from fiction.
Okay.
So, and there are it's either that or... like wealthy white women around chopped down trees being like, I'm glad I chopped down all these trees. I loved to do it. And apparently, is just conjecture. I don't know if this is true. But apparently the Wonder Bread thing comes because the first time he ever felt a boob, he was like, feels like white bread. And history was made.
Incredible.
Also, like, What kind of, because those kind of stories always make me think of Tickled, the documentary.
Sure.
And like, I get if you have fuck off money and you've got a fetish, you've got to be creating the porn you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you not just hire a sex worker at that point?
Well, yeah, but I suppose the thing is to set up the elaborate shopping cart and the fake Wonder Bread aisle is maybe just like, it's a little too much, you know what I mean? But is just this a drawing of it.
These are drawings. All right, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think there's also like different levels of, so like if you've got fuck off money, yeah, you could just hire a sex worker. Mm. Or you might also be like, oh, I don't really want to actually interact. I'm like scared to interact with another person.
Sometimes it's good just for it to be porn.
Yeah, exactly. Is like, what I was going to say.
I get it.
Like, you know, so there's also that guy, or that person, I don't know, but whose whole deal is hugely inflated knees.
That one's always funny.
Do not know this one.
It's like knees, but they're like voluminous,
they're like titties.
Like titties or an ass, yeah. But if that's your thing, I don't know what sex worker can really help.
Obviously that one, like, you can't pull off. But it's,
or like a person turning into a couch. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't quite understand those ones. Like,
oh, me neither, but I love them. I think it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, like, happy to be there. You know, like good for you guys.
I wish it was that easy to just be like, imagine a person becoming a couch.
Yeah.
Big cups.
Like human furniture.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah. The process to get there is always so confusing to me.
Yeah.
And I guess it's always like the fucking Wonder Bread story where it's like, felt like bread.
Which I don't really think boobs feel like, but I guess that might
if
be your first.
If you've nothing to compare to.
If you've only ever, like, fondled bread in the past, you know?
Yeah.
That's maybe where you'd go.
Maybe they had just recently, like, touched bread.
Yeah, true. And then
maybe
it was
like fresh on the brain. Do you remember, this is such a dumb thing to say, I hate saying this sort of shit, but do you remember that tweet that was like, person who has only ever seen Boss Baby seeing second movie ever, getting a lot of Boss Baby vibes from this.
Yeah.
Person who has only ever felt Wonder Bread feeling a boob, getting a lot of Wonder Bread vibes from this boob.
I absolutely detest being like, hey, do you know this tweet?
sometimes it's relevant.
It's very relevant.
It works.
Hey, so, you know, we're talking about stuff in our desk. I was talking about my tragedy mugs. Yeah. Which tragically I only have four of now, I think, because one smashed, which is so sad. But
Jackson, I wish I was dating someone so I could go through a terrible breakup just so you could have them.
Well, I think there's two ways of looking at it, of what I've done here. You can either see me as a sort of like a vampiric monster who thrives on
vanity. Absolutely. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Absolutely. Who genuinely means to go to a pawn shop and get wedding rings from failed marriages to
wear. That's my thing.
Well, mm-hmm. Whoever gets there first. You got to suck the bad energy out of them. But I'm so excited by the idea of having other people's wedding rings. I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. No, or you could look at it like these are mugs which come with a lot of bad feelings for people. You know, they look at them, they're reminded of a relationship that didn't work. So maybe I'm doing a good thing by hoarding them and taking all of that negative energy into myself to make me more powerful so that they don't have to deal with it.
No, incorrect.
No, because you keep bringing it up.
You keep bringing it up
And then showing off the mugs. Like, I would hate it if I broke up with someone and then years later Jackson was like, remember this?
Well, it's just because they're regular mugs to me now. So often I'll be drinking a mug on a Zoom call and I'll be like, oh, because it's just full of milk or whatever for me. I'm just like, I need a mug and I like the size of this one. But people see it and they're like, oh, that
Jackson,
relationship.
All my memories.
Consider this. If you want, if you've gone through a breakup, right? And you've got a mug that reminds you of that person, your partner, your ex. And you're like, oh, I need this out of my life.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best way of going about that? A, breaking it, throwing it in the trash.
Sure.
B, donating it to like a thrift
Goodwill.
Store or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
C, giving it to a friend who you see regularly.
Yeah, but let's talk about net good, Adam.
Okay. okay, Jackson, let's talk about the concept of good. Okay, Jack, I'm in. I'm ready. Please, come on, Jackson. I want to hear from you what you think good is.
Okay, so let's talk about net good into the world.
Yeah, of course. Yes,
you
yes, please.
Removing the mug from yourself is good. You don't want to look at it, okay? Me getting the mug is good, because I'll feel powerful every time I have it.
Yeah.
Smashing the mug, bad. A lot of cleanup, okay? Lower net good than if you gave it to me. Donating it, who knows what'll happen to that mug? We don't know if it'll go to a good home. But
Jack,
I'll get...
You know what? Yeah, Jack, please. No, sorry. Sorry, keep going.
I'll get use out of these mugs. Both Jack... pleasure from owning them and pleasure from drinking from them.
Oh, that's a good point, Jack.
Owning a mug... You feeling good actually isn't good. Like, that isn't part of the net good that goes in the
world. Well, it's not
feeling...
bad.
I don't know. I was listening to that.
I think you might be a bad person, and every time you feel happiness, bad is put out into the ether.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like a fart.
Like a fart, she said.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Jackson, I was listening to you. I feel so compelled by it. Like, I agree with you so much. There's just one little thing.
Oh, no, he's Columboing me. I'm getting Columbo.
Just one thing.
One more thing. Yeah.
Have you considered the other person and not just yourself?
Yeah.
Fucking
they
maniac.
Get rid of the mug. The mug's gone for them.
Sending the mug to you. I have watched you literally with the mug you are currently holding, showing it off to the person who presumably is wanting to forget about this. I have watched you put that evil in the world. In addition to that, had you considered the other person and how they wanted to get rid of the mug? No, you had not.
They gave the mug to me, Adam.
The mug in itself could be cathartic.
If they wanted to smash the mug, they could have. Instead, they saw a grubby little tragedy goblin hungering for a hoard, and they did a good thing by giving it to me. Net good.
Of course, and I could think of no situation other than a breakup where someone would be of better mind and body.
Yeah.
You're just mad that I had your mug for like 6 months. Not a tragedy mug, just a mug with your name on it that I stole.
I don't know, it coincided with a breakup, so it's kind of a tragedy mug, but then implying that you were staying with my ex.
it was your mug, so yeah, that was pretty... But I gave it back in the end. My favorite thing about that mug... Because I think I got that mug when for some reason you brought it to a party. I forget why. And
It was a bring your own cup party.
Oh, that's right. But you, for some reason, I don't know if I just out of pure abject cruelty stole it. I don't know. Or if for whatever reason you'd left. I think you'd left, but you had the mug. You'd left the mug there.
I didn't realize it was a bring your own cup party. I thought it was like a dress up party and Tom Walker was going as me.
It
might have been that one. Or it could have been both.
Maybe that was it. And then Tom Walker was like, here, Jackson, can I give you the Adam mug? And the Adam mug has Adam's name on it. It says Adam on the front.
Yeah, so you know it's Adam's.
And he was like,
here.
A
gift from my mother.
Here, Jackson, take this. You can give this back to Adam. And I was like, it would be funny if I kept it. And I just always really remember Tom Walker putting a hand on my shoulder and like... No humor. This was not a joke. He was serious.
Tom Walker is a man who is so ready to take a very serious situation and be like, no, I'm shitting all over this. Yeah. Shitting all over this.
He said this so soberly. He was like, give it back to him, Jackson. You have to give it back to him. And I was like, I will. And he's like, no, you really should give it back to him. But I didn't for 6 months. I drank a coffee out of it every morning. And it made me so powerful. So unstoppable. Anyway, if you've got mugs that remind you of bad feelings, bad tragedies, please send them to me. The P.O. box is on the Sandspans website.
Why don't you just go like to eBay and look for
them? Well, because I want to know the story behind them.
Because no one's saying this is my breakup mug.
Yeah, I want it to be personal, you know?
Yeah. You want to have at least met the partner? Like once.
I just need a history, you know, that I know is real. I don't get my power otherwise, you know. it doesn't fill me up. So hey, send them in. My partner's already mad that I have so many. So let's make it worse
for
me.
More.
Let's fill the cupboard with all of my mugs that are chipped and bad because I don't know, they're old.
Because they're old.
Yeah, but I love to own them. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Zoe, I mean, I don't know how you can be so mad at me when you want a bunch of wedding rings from divorces.
I don't know them. Yeah. I don't know them.
Did you say want or won?
Want. I want my engagement ring to be bought from a pawn shop because I want the happiest day of my life to be someone else's saddest day.
That's really good. I love that so much. That's awesome.
Look, I don't believe in energy shit, but if you...
But, like, I'm putting it out there.
Yeah, it feels like you're just tempting fate by being like, yes, I will have this evil energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love it if it was engraved.
Oh, yes. Would you...
That's good.
What kind of a failed wedding do you want it to be? Like a jilting? Like a...
Anything, any kind of... look, I don't want it, obviously, to be rooted in violence.
No, of course not.
That's just a standard.
Mm.
Other than that...
Anything, fair game. Yeah.
Cheating.
Mm.
Falling out of love.
Yeah, beautiful.
Emotional affair.
Yeah, great. Oh.
Got another woman pregnant.
Runaway bride. Runaway groom.
Like, all of those fuel me.
Yeah, that's fair. I think I would, if I could pick, I would like...
But I don't know them, because I tried to get an engagement ring off a friend of ours after their engagement ended.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And I so desperately wanted to wear that ring.
Yeah.
But I think I know the friend you're talking about, and they went on a trip to New Zealand, like not that long after the breakup, and while they still had the ring. But they, sorry, no, not while they still had the ring. They had, like, thrown it away.
Yeah.
As a cathartic thing right before. And I was like, as if you don't want to go to New Zealand with the ring and cast it into the fires of Mount Mordor.
Yeah.
Like, find the set or whatever.
That's what I think is great, Zoe, is that wedding ring is from the same breakup that I have a mug from. So, we could have had a full set, which is exciting.
No, maybe I'm back on Jackson's side.
Yeah, it's good to sup on the tragedy of others.
Literally, look, I'm sorry, Zoe, literally not shocking.
Yeah, no. We are the worst ones, and I know that.
Psychic vampires, maybe they're real, maybe they're not, but if they are, I am one, and I'm thriving.
When were you psychically bit? Do you remember? Do you remember who psychically sired you?
Yeah, man, being a psychic vampire.
Or are you claiming to be Dracula?
I'm the father of all psychic vampires, yeah. It's a shitty kind of vampire to be the psychic vampire. You know what? It's not cool.
You get more freedom than regular vampires because you can go outside
but
and
also,
do stuff.
Like, I'm not immortal, yeah?
I have no idea what the rules are.
Jackson, of all three of us, any one of us who would have thought you were immortal, I would imagine it would be you to think that you were immortal.
Yeah. Well, the trick about that is I actually don't know yet. I don't know.
He's yet to die. Let's try. See if he can die.
Well, no, because I think that's different. That's invincible. If I don't die of old age, I'll know I'm immortal. But it's just
Jackson,
a bit of waiting involved.
Immortal means that you just can't die.
I think immortal implies invulnerable.
Really? I would disagree. That's interesting.
You're
like,
still able to get hurt.
Like, if I'm beheaded, I could die, right?
Well, that's the only way you kill a vampire.
Yeah, for me, I assumed immortal was just you're not going to die of old age or disease, but...
I don't fucking know.
Immortal, living forever, never dying or decaying. Never dying kind of implies.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, if I shot you, and you died, that wouldn't make you immortal.
I think it would. Exempt from death, I guess. Yeah, maybe.
Look, I'm letting you know. The
Jackson,
definition...
You're just fucking wrong.
Literally says the words never dying.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I still don't know. I'm still unclear.
You're thinking of, like, you can age endlessly, and so long as an outside force never acts, you won't
like
die.
Like the elves in Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that counts as immortal.
What's that then?
I don't know. Ageless? Who fucking knows?
I want that one. That one sounds cool. Still need a bit of risk.
First and only time I've ever heard you claiming to like elves.
No, maybe elves are good,
No. Christmas elves are good, but regular elves, no. Because Christmas
elves... What's good about Christmas elves?
They're jolly little guys, Christmas. Dude. They work hard.
Yeah, they make us toys.
Yeah, they're good with hammers. That's cool. Cool little hats, you know, good boots. Yeah, I like elves.
Do you think you'd enjoy Santa if the only toys you could get from Santa are those like classic, like the ones that you would imagine an elf would make
like
with
that?
Like a wooden train set, like a little wooden house or dolls or something.
Yeah, I mean, I could appreciate them, but I'd be mad it wasn't like a PlayStation, you know?
So no is the answer, I guess. Zoe?
I'm in the same boat as Jackson.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, well, okay.
Both of you need to have your Xboxes. Well, otherwise, it doesn't count.
If I was getting...
No, it's good. Yeah. Like, we've all had shitty Christmases.
It's good, but... It's like
we've all, yeah, we've all been there. Like, I once got a magazine for Christmas, and I already owned that magazine.
That's bad. I once got an orange. What this,
I don't know what that's an example of. What are you saying that in argument of?
So what I'm saying, no one let me finish,
okay,
is that it, a shitty toy. Like, you know it's shitty, man. Yeah. Like, I didn't want it.
Yeah, well,
but an Xbox is good.
I know what you're saying, Zoe. Like, Adam's taking the high ground here. Like, if he were to get a little toy wooden soldier, he would be like, oh, thank you, Father Christmas, for my little wooden toy.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Thank you. Thank you, kind sir.
Yeah.
But, like, you'd be like, oh, cool, man. I appreciate the effort. Mm. Like, I like that you thought of me.
I'm not taking the high ground. I'm merely saying the hilarity of you both being like, quotation marks, yeah, I'd like it, but also, I don't want this.
Well, what I was saying...
I don't like it.
That's most gifts.
I was saying, in conjunction with other presents, I would appreciate it. But if it was the solitary present I got, disappointing. If I unwrapped a little wooden...
it would be weird if everyone else got an Xbox, is all I'm saying.
And I'm sitting here cracking nuts with my nutcracker, I would be upset. And if all what would you be happy with it? You'd love it, I suppose.
I don't like Christmas no matter what.
Yeah.
I'd be that sort of...
But that's the fucking... You've set us up for failure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I want everyone to hate Christmas as much as I do. I'm like a Grinch, but low level.
I love Christmas.
Yeah. I love Christmas,
you've
got
to love it. That's where the eggnog lives.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm really excited this year. We might not have my family over, which is pretty exciting because I've put a staunch, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming rule.
It's good. Oh, yeah.
Which just might rule. So it might just be me.
Oh, man. That is good. I'm excited to watch the Polar Express this Christmas for some reason.
That's pretty good.
I love
that
movie.
The one with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Always?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's Christmas.
That's a Christmas movie I watched. That, Home Alone 1 and 2, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Probably some others. You know, I got to do my Christmas traditions. It's going to be exciting. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Adam. And today's topic is...
It was going to be holes at the beach, no, but Adam...
But instead it was stuff on our desks.
Yeah, stuff on our desks, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, got us good.